From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama will cut short a trip to Europe and travel next week to Dallas, Texas, where a deadly ambush has left 5 police officers dead. Condolences are continuing to pour in from across the U.S. for the families of the Dallas police officers killed by a lone gunman who also wounded 7 other police officers. Demonstrators rallying for police reform pay respects to the victims of the Dallas shooting.
My prayers goes out to everybody that lost someone in Dallas, especially police force and everything like that. But violence is not the way to stop it. That ain't going to do never to intensify and put fuel on the fire. And the way that I feel like our people here in Atlanta, we believe that. We believe that it was not going to be nonviolent. So we here to protest nonviolently and to show our voices without showing our guns.
It's time for us to stand up for each other. And me personally, I'm not someone who's at risk right now. So I don't think it's enough for white people to say they're afraid and sad and just not actually do anything and stand up when our fellow humans are actually experiencing threats to their life and are in actual danger. So I think it's time that we do what we say we'll do and actually be willing to stand up for each other.
Police used an explosive device to kill the lone gunman in Dallas. He opened fire on police just as a peaceful demonstration over the recent killings of black men in Minnesota and Louisiana was ending Thursday night. President Obama returning to Washington Sunday from Europe a day earlier than planned. North Korea appears to have test-fired a ballistic missile launched from a submarine from the country's eastern coast. South Korean Defense Ministry officials said they could not confirm how far the missile traveled and where it landed on Saturday. Although the UN Security Council banned North Korea from developing nuclear and ballistic missile technology, the government has fired other missiles over the past year. This is VOA News. The U.S. and South Korea have announced plans to deploy the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, also known as THAAD, on the Korean Peninsula to counter North Korea's ongoing nuclear and ballistic missile development programs. THAAD is designed to intercept and destroy ballistic missiles during their final or terminal phase of flight. It has so far proven effective against short and medium-range ballistic missiles. China has opposed its deployment, saying that it is not beneficial to maintaining peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and will seriously harm the security of countries in the region, including China. An official of the NATO alliance says leaders will likely decide Saturday to start conducting counter-Islamic State training inside Iraq. The official said the move inside Iraq would allow NATO to scale up the training, both in terms of the number of tasks offered to Iraqis and the number of Iraqis trained. If approved by leaders, the move would come as the U.S. is pushing for the NATO alliance to become a coalition member in the fight against the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. Critics warn deeper NATO involvement in the campaign could upset Russia, who is targeting Islamic State forces in Syria. The U.S. is reporting a jump in the creation of new jobs. Mule Arcega has our report in Washington.
Job creation in June gave a much-needed boost of confidence to the U.S. economy. Less certain is the global economic picture. The U.K. continues to reel from the Brexit vote, and growth in emerging markets remains weak. That weakness, combined with a stronger U.S. dollar, could affect demand for U.S. goods. Hiring remains about 25% below last year's pace. Still, the White House says the latest jobs report means nearly 15 million new jobs have been created since the end of the Great Recession. The report was welcome news on Wall Street, where key indexes remained firmly in positive territory. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.
Another 10 U.S. states are suing the Obama administration over guidelines covering which school bathrooms transgender students can use. The filing on Friday means nearly half of the 50 U.S. states are formally objecting to recent federal guidelines that recommend public schools allow students to use bathrooms corresponding to the gender with which they identify instead of the gender listed on their birth certificates. The Justice Department guidelines are non-binding, but school systems could lose millions of dollars in federal aid if they fail to follow it. South Sudan's top leaders are urging the public to remain calm after a shooting broke out near the presidential compound on Friday. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.